Hey, everybody. I had to get my last sip of Vita Waken. I'm so excited for tonight's call. Welcome to our Mindset Monday for tonight. My name is Samantha Colvin, and I am the host and sales director of this incredible company called Gemini. I see some new friends on the call tonight, so I'm so excited to hear the Gemini story with all of you coming from two of our top leaders in the company, Tuck and Laura Trenum. So Laura has been in the network marketing realm as well as Tuck for the last about 10 years. Laura actually was a banker. She's retired now, but she was in the industry for 23 years. Tuck is a business owner and they're both from Florida. And tonight you're going to hear from Tuck how they all got started in the network marketing industry, because it wasn't always easy for them, but now they've got to enjoy things like traveling the world, meeting friends from all over the globe, and of course, meeting Jay Archer. But I will turn over the mic to Tuck Trenum now to share his story and show you guys all about what Gemini has to offer all of you here. So thank you. Please take this last minute to invite anybody that you don't see on the call so everybody can hear this incredible story. So Tuck, the mic is all yours.
Thank you, Samantha. And my wife here, Laura, she's been a part of this since we started, but she's going to have to take care of our young one. He's a little bit crazy right now, so she's going to take care of him tonight. But she's been in this hand in hand with me since the beginning, and it's kind of a unique story. So I want to, first of all, I want to thank everybody for being on the call tonight.
Welcome, everyone. You're in good hands with him. So welcome to the call.
Anyway, how I got started into this, it's kind of a unique story. And the reason we want to share it, because we feel like there's a lot of people out there that can really resonate with us. I know how I felt about this type of industry and all that before I actually got in it. You know, I was one of them guys that knew everything about it and all that. When I come to find out, I didn't know anything about it. But anyway, I'm going to start off with about 1986. I started a water well drilling construction business. I was born and raised right here in Central Florida. I've never left here. I've always hunted and fished and lived the outdoor life. I'm a plain old country boy. I mean, that's what it boils down to. So I never thought I could do any of this anyway. But in 1986, I started my well drilling business, and I worked really hard. And people that have a business can really resonate with this. You know, we don't have an hourly job when you start a business. You work from daylight to dark, and then sometimes till 10 o'clock at night, getting your equipment ready to go work the next day. And that's what you do. And I worked very, very hard, and I built up a great business here in Central Florida. I raced cars a lot, and I knew a lot of people through that business. And so that's how it all started. And I was very successful, bought new equipment and all that. And then in 1998, I got married the first time to my first wife, which was Laura. In 1999, I had a beautiful daughter who I just married off. Very proud of that. And my life was great. I thought everything was comfortable. I didn't need any money. I mean, everybody needs money, but I'm pretty simple, so I didn't need a whole bunch of money. And everything was wonderful. And then come around the year of 2008, the Great Recession hit. And I don't know about anybody else, but I can tell you this. I went through a very rough time in my life. All of a sudden, I bought a new rig in 2007. It was like you flipped the switch off. The economy crashed. I went from doing all this work to doing hardly anything, begging to get work. And I was really hurting. And at the same time, I got served my divorce papers on a Saturday, and the IRS moved in the next Tuesday. So you could imagine where I was in my life at that point. I was very low. And I used to sit in this house and wonder, why me? Why did this happen? It wasn't anything I'd done. I didn't run my business bad or anything. It just fell. And the reason I'm getting to this situation, because in a way, I thank the Lord every day for it. I would have never seen this industry if this didn't happen, I can promise you. So what happened was, the only thing good in my life was in 2009, I met my wife now, Laura. And, you know, I would trade it all back. I don't want any of that to have what I have now. But anyway, I was in this situation, and it's kind of unique because I was over in the poker room, believe it or not. I used to go there in the evening because it was very quiet around here. And when me and Laura wasn't doing something, I didn't have my daughter. I didn't have, you know, I was lonely. honestly. So I'd go over there and play poker at night. I used to travel and play some poker and all. I don't know if you realize it or not, but whenever any poker players out there, you know your everybody's life story because you're sitting around a poker table for hours. And this very day, I had been in a big tournament, and I started at noon, and it was 6 o'clock, and it was a dinner break. And how this happened was I went in, I made it to the dinner, and there was only probably 10% of the players left. So we was in the winnings, and this gentleman asked me to eat dinner with him. He'd been at our table. His name was Bobby. I looked up at Bobby. This guy flew to the New York Yankees home games and all that kind of stuff. He asked me to eat dinner with him. I went over and sat down with him, and we started eating dinner. And he says, "Tuck, I got an opportunity for you." I said, "You got an opportunity for me?" I said, "Boy, I could use it." He said, "Well, I got a good opportunity for you. I would love for you to check it out." And he pulled out a little packet of this product, and he started telling me what all it'll change and how it helps you with your health. And it's very good for you with the joint pain. It's this, that, and the other. And I'm listening, trying to eat. And the next thing I know, he puts some guy on the phone with me. And this guy starts telling me about this new product, how they developed it and what it will do and everything. And I'm listening to the phone call. And I get through with it, and I said, "Thank you for letting me know." And we hung the phone up. Well, y'all, I knew what this was because I have been in 3 or 4 of these businesses beforehand. You know, back when I thought I knew everything about it and I didn't know anything about it, but I didn't need anything then because I was always successful and I had money. So I'd get into these businesses thinking it was a get rich quick and it was going to make a bunch of money. And it was kind of like gambling, basically. But this was a little different. So I'm listening to the phone call, and I get off the phone call, and I told Bobby, I said, "Bobby, my life is in shambles right now. I really and truly I'm not a salesperson. I can't do that. I mean, I can't go up and talk to people. Everything in the world I hear is what I was telling Bobby." And he asked me, he said, "Do me a favor, take these samples and try them and go home and watch the little video. If you'll do that," I said, "if I go do that, you won't bug me every time I come in here." He said, "Nope." So I take these samples home, and I'm going to admit something right now that's kind of funny, but I had owned about 5 or 6 computers, and he wanted me to go home and watch this video, but I didn't even know how to turn a computer on. I had secretaries, I had wife, I had a daughter. Anytime I needed something on a computer, I had to ask them to put it on there for me. So anybody that thinks they can't do this because they don't know computer work, they're wrong there too. But anyway, so I called Laura, and she came over to the house, and she met me there, and we put on this computer because if I tell somebody I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. So I told him I'd watch the video and I'd take the sample, knowing all along I'm never even going to think about this. I watched a little video, and it was intriguing because some of the ingredients was in it I knew about. And the guy that was on the video was named Jay. And we got it back, and it said Jay Archer. And I sat there and watched the video, and I said, "Honey, I need to call Bobby." And she says, "Why?" I said, "That guy that was on the phone with me in the poker room was named Jay, but I know it's not him. I mean, it's not the owner or nothing. I didn't know nobody that knew somebody that knew an owner of one of these companies. There's just no way. But I'm going to call him anyway." It's 10:30, about 10 o'clock at night. I turned around and I picked up the phone and I called Bobby, and he answered the phone. I said, "Bobby, that fellow that was on the phone with me today, what was his name?" He said, "Jay Archer." I said, "Wait a minute, Jay Archer." I said, "I just watched this video, and the guy that names owns this company is Jay Archer. Is that correct?" He says, "Yeah, he was talking to the owner." I said, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, Bobby. You mean to tell me that I'm talking to the owner of a company, this wonderful company that y'all claim to start, and I was on the phone with him?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "Well, just go ahead and let's sign me up." He said, "Boy, that was easy." He goes, I forget what all he said, but my wife looked at me now. She was my girlfriend then. She looked at me like I was plumb crazy. And she goes, "You're going to spend," I forget what it was. It wasn't even $1,000. She goes, "We don't even have that. We're in debt. We're both busted." I said, "Hey, honey, it's like this right here. I got a rig out there that's almost $500,000. It costs $9,000 a month and ain't doing nothing." I said, "Do you understand that this little what if, this opportunity?" I said, "What if this is the next $1 billion giant?" And I didn't do it. I said, "This investment is nothing to me. I can't touch anything on one of these trucks for that amount of money." I said, I'm going to get on this just in case it does work. Because if it doesn't work, I haven't lost that much. But I can tell you this, I'll probably jump off a bridge if this was the next billion-dollar giant and I didn't get to take advantage of that. See, you can't let opportunities pass you by all the time. I mean, that's just how I come across my first business, because I had an opportunity. But anyway, to make a long story short, I signed up. It was kind of funny because she was sitting there with me. I said, honey, don't worry about it. I'm going to sign you up too. And the way I looked at it was, that was a little bit of money. The government wasn't going to get it, or divorce wasn't going to get it, or whatever. I'm going to take this money and invest it, and let's hope it works. So me and Laura signed up. She thought I was absolutely crazy, wasn't going to give me her social security number or nothing. But she loved me, and that's what we done. I said, hey, honey, we got to try this. What was cool about that was we signed up about 10:15 that night. 10:30 that night, the phone rings. It's Mr. Jay Archer. He called to congratulate about joining the company with him. And I'm trying to figure this guy out. I don't know him at that point. And he asked me some questions. I was asking him all kinds of questions, like, man, this is crazy. The owner of this company's calling me. And, you know, I'm trying to figure him out. He's figuring me out. But I was totally honest with the man. And I can tell you something. I was hurt. I needed to make some money. I needed to do this. I had to do something because, I mean, I just felt like I was in the biggest hole in the world. So I told him that I had done a few of these and never made nothing. And he said, you know what? He said, you're probably not going to make nothing this one either. And right then I was like, uh-oh, this ain't good. I done spent all this money that I ain't got. I had to borrow to spend, and now I'm not going to make it. But he was totally honest with me. He said, if you do this company like you did that company, you probably won't make nothing. And at the time, I said, he goes, well, how did you build that company? I said, I don't know. I bought product. And he said, look, are you coachable? I said, sir, right now, if this product works and it does what it says for the health and it does all that, I said, I'll run through a brick wall. I promise you it will work. I will do whatever I need to do to have this work if y'all are legit and this does it. He said, when can you start? I said, 7:30 in the morning. Now, this man lives down in Windermere. He says, can I meet you in the morning? He goes, you ordered your product, but you don't have none. I'll bring you some product. We'll start sharing it. You just give it back to me when you get yours. I said, I can meet you in the morning. And we went to work. Me and Jay, we've built a relationship now that's unbelievable. If y'all don't know this man, I've known him since the beginning of that. Now, that was the beginning of the sister company that we started. They started back then. Me and Laura went to work. She's working in banks. Back then, it was a different type of industry. I'm doing three-way. Jay told me to go share this product. Let's do three-way calls, and we'll just start building relationships and start building our business. Well, I didn't take it like that. I went to every restaurant. I ate dinner. I ate lunch. I burnt his phone up trying to get this started. And he'll tell you, I mean, I burnt it up. And I would do three meetings maybe a week. When I would get people that was interested, we'd have come up and put a meeting on, and poor Laura would have to come home from work. We'd make it room for a meeting, and we started it like that right there. Now, people don't have to do it the way I did it because I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know anything. We don't have any tools back then that we have now. We had me and Jay and the friends and the relationship of the people that we got, that we had to come in and change their lives with these products. After I was on these products 5 or 6 months, I really took a like to it. It got me off of five medications. My health got 10 times better, and it's been an absolute godsend. And anybody that knows Jay Archer, there's no person that could be, I mean, I would go to battle with Jay Archer in a minute. So I'm very secure about the man that owns this company. And I can tell you this, that's how we started. We was in that company. We went to the top in the earners. We were some of the top earners in that company. We got paid vacations. Y'all don't understand. This boy right here would never go out of the country. We earned vacations, to all-inclusive paid vacations. We have personal development. You couldn't have got me on this call for nothing in the world before then. And I'm not good at it now, but I'm doing my best, y'all. Residual income, I didn't even know what it was. That's what me and Laura built 5 years ago and 6 years ago. That's all coming to fruition now. In other words, this is the greatest industry in the world. And I learned that if I had to do over again, I'd never be a no well builder. That's very hard work. A lot of, you got to deal with employees. You got to do all that. But when we went, the Dynamax, which is the company that we was in, when they seen these new products come up, and all, Jay and them started this company that we're in now, and I'm talking about the company Gemini. Gemini is fixing to explode. It's the greatest opportunity in the world. We have all of our tools together now. We have duplication models, and we have tools for you to use in the field. It's so much easier now than what it was when we started. There's so much information out there for you to do. The products that we have in this company is just unbelievable. We have, I'm not going to go over all the products. Get with the person that got with you on this call. They can share the products and you and all, I mean, what we're using. We have box products, which is sleep, energy. We have, they're very healthy for you. It's not just energy. We have Aura Base, Prime, Detox, all of our box products. We have the CBD oil, the hemp oil, the best in the world. What I'm super excited about, we have a new plan. It's healthcare. It's called Gemini Cares. And I have done this. I've got this now in my other company. My other company's flourishing now, and it wouldn't be where it's at if it wasn't for this. But anyway, to make a long story short, this is a great, great opportunity. And that's how I got started. And I know there's a lot of people on this call that is in the same position. They think they can't talk to people. I hear it every day. And I can remember when Jay tried to get me up to talk in front of my friends, and I wouldn't do it. I got my words all mixed up and all that stuff. And it was simple because you grow through that. But that's how we got started in this. And I wouldn't trade this for nothing in the world. I think it's the greatest industry. I've learned so much. I built so many relationships. We're in 5 countries, and this company just coming out of the chute right now. The opportunity couldn't be better. We've been into it with this company about 2 years. We have a new man that came on board with us, Scott. He's changed a lot of stuff to make it better. He's one of those guys that's been in the industry for 30 years. He knows exactly what he's talking about. And for anybody out there listening that wants to have a start with this, Samantha, they couldn't be in a better place or better hands. So anyway, that's how I got started. To make it brief, I'd like for anybody else that out there that would like to get involved in this, get with the person that put you on the call. More than happy for them to share our number. If you want to call and talk with me and Laura, or any way we can help, we help everybody in this business. And Samantha, that's basically it, sweetie. I'm going to turn it back to you.
Thank you so much, Chuck. You did an incredible job. I know that if you guys haven't been up here as a panelist or co-host, it could be very nerve-wracking. So I'm very proud of you, Chuck. You did awesome. Thank you so much. I do have one question for you, though. Sure. Because I know people on this call might be thinking, you know, maybe they're nervous to get started, or they don't really know how to get started. What would be your biggest piece of advice to give to a brand new person starting out that just took the plunge like you did so many years ago to succeed? What tip would you give them?
Well, the first thing I'd say is the main thing, and there's people on this call I know because we started it years ago, and now they're just getting ready to get. The main thing is don't quit. The main thing is learn this, learn that. It doesn't have to happen overnight, okay? I mean, it's not going to happen overnight. Now, there's some people like myself that had to make it happen quick because I was broke. And I did do extra stuff. And if you want to do that, we'd love to have. I mean, but we have tools now that we didn't have when I was there. Follow the tools. Follow the duplication model that we've come up with. Follow what you're upline explains to you to do. When I mean upline, you may get involved in this and your upline's not helping you enough. Then you come on up to upline, us. You get with Samantha, you get with somebody, and allow us to help you do this and use the tools that we have available for us. And I can tell you this, if you put the effort in, you're not going to fail. Now, you're going to hear everything. Your worst ones in the world is the first people you go to is your family. And they're going to shoot you down because they know you're not all that. But now you're telling them how great this is. So that's going to be your first one. Do not let people get you down. The people that don't do that and stay with the plan, they're going to make it.
Thank you. That was awesome advice. I see Jay just joined us back. Let me see. Are you available, Jay?
Samantha, I don't know what happened.
He's back.
There's something crazy going on with my computer. I'm like, how do I keep? But I watched this whole thing, but for some reason, y'all couldn't see me. I'll tell you, Tuck, that was absolutely awesome. You know, the crazy thing is the growth that I've seen with Tuck since we started this is just amazing. The growth that he's had, plus the shrinkage that he's had. So he lost a ton of weight. He looks, you know, when I first met Tuck, you know, I saw him and he was like red like a tomato, and I was like, wow, this guy, he's not very healthy.
I wasn't either.
Yeah, you look at him now. You know, how much you down, Tuck? How much weight are you down?
Well, from when we was in Dynamac, when we first started this, I'm down probably 50 pounds now. I was down about 70, but you know me. I mean, I put a little bit back on. I've been on vacation. We're going on vacation.
Hey, but you know what? You're still down 50 pounds. Think about a 10-pound sack of potatoes, how heavy that is. He took five of those off of him. And you know what? Now his coloring, you know, the cool thing is, just think of the number of lives that Tux has changed in 10 years in this business. How many people are still alive because they met Tuck, or they met somebody who met somebody who met somebody who met Tuck? How many people are, you know, their health is completely changed. Their wives back, their husbands back, their, so, you know, it's not just the money. The money is pretty cool. But when you look at the number of lives that have changed, and I'll tell you, Tuck's life has absolutely changed, and he is dead on. I talked to him and he told me, I've been in several of these. And I'm like, yeah, you know what, whatever you're doing, you're not doing right. But when he decided, hey, I'm going to do this. And that's one of the things that you need to do is decide that you are going to do something. And don't let anything stop you from doing this. Together, the number of lives we're going to change is, I'll tell you, you can't count that high. If you actually look and you actually decide, I'm not going to stop. We've got the best products in the world. We've got the plan to really change lives, and it's all there now. But one thing I want to do, first of all, Tuck, thank you so much. It was awesome seeing you. I'm going to do a little bit of a teaser right now. Tomorrow night, same time, same bat channel. we're going to make another announcement tomorrow. And the good just got better. It's going to be, we're going to talk a little bit about a new, I don't really, you know, I'm going to tease you a little bit. It's going to be a way that everybody is going to be able to save money and make money. It's going to be huge for the United States. It's going to be huge for Canada. So y'all, anybody, and we're going to make this available to associates of Dynamax, associates of Gemini, customers of Dynamax, customers of Gemini, you know, anybody that's taken our product, we want y'all to be able to take advantage of it, and you're going to be able to make a lot of money doing it. So we got something new coming out tomorrow. Get everybody you can on this call tomorrow night, same time. And I'll tell you, right now, everybody's like, what the heck is this guy talking about? A couple people know, and the ones that know, well, Tuck, I know you know, so.
I ain't said nothing yet, Jay. I've been trying to keep my mouth shut now. You know, that's hard. There's one thing I want to add to what I said earlier, too, you know. What you get out of this industry, let me tell you the most important thing. When you get somebody and you take them underneath your arm and you help their health, and you can then help their wealth. But I'm talking about when you turn people's lives around with their health, there's not a rewarding feeling in the world. That's just the way it is. That's the most rewarding thing. And I didn't mention that a while ago, but it's super cool to help people get their wealth and how their health too. And you know, I can't wait till tomorrow night's announcement. Okay.
Yeah, it's this is pretty cool, and we've come up with a lot of things, I'll tell you, it just keeps getting better. Everything we do is try to figure out how can we take us to the next level to change even more lives. And I think it keeps getting better, and it's going to be worth getting on tomorrow night. So absolutely. Anyone that you know, anyone that you love, get them on the call tomorrow night. Samantha, if you could, let's post however we need to get this out there. Going to be a way to put some more money in people's pockets, which I love doing that. So I'll go ahead and end it with that. Everyone, stay safe. Good night. We'll see you tomorrow night, and God bless.